Matt Greenwood on at KJeff. Speaking of Grandview baseball coach, Jeff Ketcher's side setting us up for the 2019 season and giving us the runaround of the Grandview Eagles baseball team. And coach, certainly happy to be able to talk to you about baseball, my favorite sport. I'm thinking it's probably yours as well. And, a spring that we certainly can't wait for.
No, we're ready for it. It would be nice if the weather cooperated a little better, but we're ready to get started on game time, you know.
Yep, certainly, and baseball definitely needs some warmer weather to really separate, you know, who's the best from others. But as you go into the season, Coach, I know you're coming off of an 8-14 year last year, a tough loss in the district semis to Herculaneum, and that's a team that's back in the same district as you guys are, despite getting switched around just a little bit. But let's talk about your team, and we'll focus on the districts here in just a bit. But a couple of seniors returning for you, some seniors that were impact guys for you, especially on the offense, Colton McAnally and Nathan Bordeaux. I think that's a good starting point for us. And just sort of your thoughts on the transition for them from their junior year to senior year and kind of what you've seen.
Well, Colton was a starter for us last year. I look for him. He plays multiple positions. He will end up playing probably four or five positions for me, like he did last year. He'll be one of my top two pitchers. He was a two-time selection, the second-team All-Conference last year. I'm hoping that he picks that up from where he left off and maybe even get a first-team selection this year. Really good player, plays select ball player. He's a kid that you put him anywhere on the field and you can trust where he plays at. You know, he will do fine wherever position you put him in. Nathan was a DH for me last year. He's going to transition over to playing first base. And so far this year, he's made the transition well. He's a kid that really kind of got good baseball instinct. We're looking for him to pick up his hitting more than he even did last year. He kind of picked it up last year, so we're hoping that he even makes that next step this year as a senior.
Coach, I'm looking at some of the numbers for both Colton and Nathan, and when it comes to Colton, he's a guy that, he's a doubles machine, it appears. Nine doubles last year for you. Bordeaux mostly keeps the ball on the ground and gets those singles. And then Ethan Mollard is another guy, a junior returning for you. He had a good balance of singles, doubles, triples, and even had a home run on the year for you. And he hit .364 in just about 80 plate appearances. So I guess that's maybe for you the sort of the three-headed monster offensively going into this season. In terms of how they've developed strength-wise, have they gotten bigger? Have they gotten stronger? Have you seen that in them?
Yeah, I think they have. You know, they've Colton had taken off from playing basketball this year. But they've all worked towards the baseball season, and they've been in a weight room lifting, either in the weight room here or working out on their own. And they've gotten a little stronger. You can tell they've gotten a little more athletic. Ethan has really he had a really good year last year as a sophomore. Now being a upperclassman, a junior, I look for him to make even bigger strides. He was actually a first-team All-Conference outfielder last year for me, and I'm looking for him to he's going to go into our cleanup spot in the lineup, and then I'm looking for him to really make even more strides on the pitching staff as well.
Yeah, I was looking at the stolen base numbers for you last year as well, Coach, and Mollard and McAnally, two of your top three guys, so I know just because they at least for Mollard going into the four spot, probably doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to lose the ability to steal bases for you. I imagine you'll probably like to keep that a part of your game. Is that a correct assumption?
I kind of broke up on you there, but I'm assuming you're talking about our style play. We will be a play. We don't hit home runs. We're a team that's going to steal bases, hit doubles, use hit and run, play a small ball game. And that's kind of our style, harken back to Whitey Herzog Cardinals back in the 80s. We kind of play like that, you know, want to play good defense on the defensive side and really kind of create our own offense on the offense side of the ball.
Yeah, I talked about speed, which, yeah, is certainly a style of play. And sorry that we broke up there for a second. Let's transition to pitching because there's a big gaping hole there. Tommy Hahn is a guy that threw just about 47 innings for you last year and a very reliable starter, started nine games for you guys of the 22 that you wound up playing. So kind of give us the runaround of the pitching staff and guys that that you'll have on that this year.
Yeah, well, yeah, Tommy's going to be a hard one to take, you know, to recover from. But we're looking for Ethan to hopefully, he's a left-hander, got a real live arm, hoping him that he steps into the number one spot in the rotation. Colton pitched for us last year. Actually, both of them did, but Colton, we're looking for him more from him as a senior. Then when we got down, we're getting down to where we're really going to rely on some newer kids. We have I have a couple freshmen that were our select players that are coming in, and they'll be pitching for us, and Austin Galloway and Chase Wilson. And then we have a couple kids that were on the team last year that we tried out, and one in Dawson Milner. They're hoping that he will kind of get some innings on the mound. And then a senior in Eli Moore, who kind of played for us a little bit last year. He's been more of a football player, but he's been working hard this year in the baseball side. And then we had another, I have a sophomore that this is his first year. He didn't play last year in Sam Rose, who we've been working out in the mound. And so we're going to go with them. It's kind of going to be a test, you know, kind of the dive into the deep water type thing on some of them and see how they react. And hopefully we can survive.
Right. And just, you know, not just survive, but obviously hope to get better throughout the year and see some progression there as you head into districts, which thankfully everybody gets a chance to participate in. And speaking of, Coach, Arcadia Valley, Herculaneum, Jefferson, Kingston, St. Pius, West County, all those teams in your district. Already talked to Coach Woods, and obviously has a couple of live arms, to steal one of your terms from earlier, a couple of live arms in his staff. Jefferson has the Levi Ebersalt kid and a pretty good offense as well. And Herculaneum's always going to be a tough test. And when it comes to Arcadia Valley and Kingston and West County, traditionally, at least AV and West County have pretty decent teams, especially West County, and maybe not a lot known on Kingston. But as you take a look at the districts, and I know you at least look at the teams and know who's in them, but in terms of the challenging part of this district tournament, where do you see those challenges?
It's going to be tough, to put it bluntly. This, to me, I haven't really looked at all the districts throughout all the classes, but this may be one of the better districts with some of the teams. St. Pius is loaded this year. They have a really good team that kids, a group of kids has been playing with them since freshman, and I know they already got some that signed that's going on to college and play. So they will be really tough. West County has a really good team this year. I know they're loaded. AV always plays good. They always have a good team. You know, so they will be hard pressed too. And Jefferson always has a good program, you know. And Coach Bone at Herky, probably one of the best coach in Jefferson County. And he always has his kids playing hard, fundamentally sound baseball. The Duncan kid at Herky's a really good player as a junior. So that, you know, and us in Kingston, we're ones trying to build programs, and hopefully we can, you know, surprise some people on our, especially on our side. I think that if my look forward to the season is to playing our best baseball when we go into districts itself, and go out there, and when you get out on the field, you never know what happens, and hopefully that we can maybe surprise some people when it comes to district time.
Yeah, most certainly. Coach Ketcher's side, one last thing from you. I know we talked about Nathan Bordeaux, and we talked about Colton McAnally and Ethan Mollard on the offensive side for you, and a couple of those guys mixed in with the pitching as well this season. But who else should the Grandview community be pretty excited about this year for baseball?
Well, like I mentioned a couple before, Chase Wilson and Austin Galloway. They're ninth graders that I've known about for a while. They've been playing select ball during the summer. They are a couple players that are going to come in right away and start for us, as well as another freshman, Clayton Riddle, who had played ball in the past. He's been more of a football kid, but he decided to want to play baseball as a ninth grader, and he'd played hasn't played for a couple, 2 or 3 years, but he's come in, and we're going to rely on him to be our second baseman. He's did a really good job. He's a kid that takes instructional really, really well. Sam Rose is going to be our third baseman this year. He is a 10th grader. He didn't play last year, but he had played up until 8th grade. And then we got some seniors left, seniors that are, Trent Castro, Eli Moore, and Brian Martinez. They're football kids that played. They've played some baseball. They haven't been really more football kids than baseball, but we're hoping that they step up as seniors. They've been working really hard, and hopefully that they can come through and really supply some leadership and some good play for us on their senior year and go out with an impact on their last sport for their senior season.
All right. Very well. Hey, Coach Ketcherside, as always, thank you for your time and those good answers, by the way. And we look forward to seeing what Grandview baseball is all about this season.
Well, I appreciate your time, too. It's nice being able to get be on the air and get promoted and promote the kids. I'm glad you guys do that. I really appreciate it.
Yep, it's a really cool thing, and we're happy to do it. That is Jeff Ketcherside, head coach of Grandview baseball, joining us here today on KJEFF.